This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. While much of the western U.S. enjoyed a wet spring and early summer, dry conditions have started to spread across the region, including Colorado, which is now seeing signs of snow drought. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
First, the good news. Snowpack levels are close to average across much of the western slope, including the crucial Colorado River Basin. But snowpack is off to a much slower start in southern Colorado. That includes the upper Rio Grande River Basin, which has only half the amount of snow on the ground that's typical this time of year. Climatologists with the National Drought Mitigation Center say the snow drought follows a warm and dry summer monsoon season. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
A decision to remove excited delirium from law enforcement training will not stop Colorado from considering legislative changes as well. State Representative Julie Amabile says she wants to ensure the term, which describes hyperactive or agitated behavior, is not replaced with something equally fraught.
There are a bunch of other terms. Excited delirium syndrome, hyperactive delirium, agitated delirium, exhaustive mania. And we don't want them to just substitute one of those terms.
Excited delirium was cited in the death of Elijah McClain. California became the first state to ban it this year. The vice president of El Salvador is in Colorado this week to strengthen economic ties between the Central American nation and the state. Felix Ulloa will meet business and governmental leaders on Wednesday and Thursday in Aurora and Denver, including Governor Jared Polis. Three Aurora mayors have traveled to El Salvador as part of a sister city program. Up to 55,000 Salvadorans live in Colorado. This is CPR and KRCC.